The former manager of the Stardust Club, Eamon Butterley, has begun giving evidence for a second day at the inquest into the deaths of the 48 people who lost their lives in the 1981 fire. Proceedings at the Dublin District Coroner's Court got underway just after 11 o'clock this morning. The inquests in front of Coroner Dr. Myra Cullinan and a 13-person jury are being held in the pillar room on the grounds of the Rotunda Hospital. Yesterday, Eamon Butterley told the inquests he never saw any of the Stardust emergency exit doors locked. Our reporter Conor Hunt has been listening to proceedings today. Conor, tell us what happened today.
Well, as you say, Gavin, these inquests at the Dublin District Coroner's Court are being held in the pillar room on the grounds of the Rotunda Hospital. And one of the reasons for that is that it's being held here is because of the extra space. That's to accommodate the sizable legal teams representing the families of the victims. The Gardaí are represented here too, as are Dublin City Council and the Fire Brigade. And there's also a public gallery where the families sit. And for a second day in a row, there's a sizable number of them here in attendance. And they've come here again today to hear what Eamon Butterley has had to say. We are now in day two of his direct evidence. He was 36 years old at the time of the 1981 fire. He was the manager of the club. Today, age 78, he told the court that he was not the owner of the Stardust and that his father was the boss. Proceedings got underway here just after 11 o'clock this morning. And it was counsel for the inquests, Gemma McLaughlin-Burke, who continued her questioning of Eamon Butterley, picking up where she left off yesterday. And she asked him about the events that took place when the fire broke out. And Eamon Butterley said he was told about 1:30 a.m. in around that time that there was a fire. And he said to ring 999. He also said that he saw two or three doormen trying to put out the fire with fire extinguishers. And he said that he shouted at them to concentrate on getting the people out. He was asked if the fire extinguishers were working. And he said today, nobody told me they weren't, he said. He described the fire too. He said it was a long fire across the top of the seats. It was spreading along. I shouted at them to get out, he said. He said, I was just watching for a second. I couldn't believe it. He also told the court that he did get out eventually, that he was covered and he was completely dark. He said, I was helping the people get out the front door. And he also said that he was walking around in a daze, really, and he didn't know what to do. Later in the proceedings, the subject of those fire exit doors and the state they were in came up, and it was under questioning from Michael O'Higgins, who's representing families of the victims. And Eamon Butterley said it was the head doorman at the time, Tom Kennan, it was on his initiative that exit doors were locked for a time on disco nights. And in response to questioning, Eamon Butterley said that he was not throwing Tom Kennan, who's now deceased, under the bus. He also agreed later that with Michael O'Higgins that the running of a nightclub was not easy, and it was put to him that he was a tough businessman and a tough businessman who took a no-nonsense approach. I was fair, he replied. Now, as I say, relatives of those who died in the blaze are in attendance again for this morning's session. The proceedings now, Gavin, have just paused for lunch and are due to reconvene at 1:30. Eamon Butterley will be back in the witness box again, we expect, for the rest of the day. And more than likely, he'll be back next week here too.
It's taken over 40 years to get to this inquest stage, Conor. What's next after Eamon Butterley for the inquest?
Well, we're still in phase. Well, we're in phase one of this inquiry stage of the inquest. We remember it started back in April, and we're in the pen portrait phase, and that's where families gave a picture and painted a picture of the people that they lost in the fire. But after this, we will be hearing from a different phase, and we're going to be hearing from patrons who were there who survived the night. And then after that, we'll be hearing the emergency services, how they responded. And also, we will be hearing from fire experts as well. So this inquest has a long way to go. This particular phase, where we're hearing from people who were there on the night and working on the night, this, speaking to lawyers down here, is probably going to be the most lengthy. And, you know, the pace could be picked up after this phase concludes.
Conor, thank you. That's our reporter, Conor Hunt, at the Stardust Inquiry.